Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. I hope everyone out there is doing great today. Welcome to the Will Real Me, Please Stand Up, Christian broadcast. Today, my friends, my show is going to be a little bit different. We're going to talk about God has not forgotten us. And then the show today is going to be dedicated to those in Paris who are struggling in their faith through all the fears that they are facing. So, if you miss anything on the show, because I'm going to be going rather fast, and I'm going to be giving scriptures from the greatest book ever written, you can always go back to blogtalkradio.com/Terry L. Moore to listen to all the episodes. So, I want to go to God in prayer before we begin. Dear Heavenly Father, God, thank you so much for today. Thank you for the beautiful day. Thank you for us just living in a great United States, God. Father, you know, all of our hearts are very heavy, God, as we deal with the Paris attacks. I know personally I have two friends out there that live about two blocks from where this happened, and I know that they're safe, and I'm so grateful for that. God, I pray that as we all try to make sense of the new terrorist attacks, God, that could even be facing the United States here shortly. I just pray that we will just really cling to you in comfort and strength. God, I pray that the people on this call today, I know, God, that this is going to be a heavy talk, many scriptures, many talks about you. I just pray, God, that if there are people on this call that are doing their best to draw closer to you, that this call will be inspiration to them to do so, God. Father, there is nothing better in struggling in times like this to cling to you. So, God, please be with me. Give me discernment and wisdom and the words to speak in your name. Amen. Okay, so God has not forgotten us. We must remember this. You know, when life is turned upside down, we all must learn how to turn to God. You know, facing tragedy or life storms of any kind can be extremely difficult. But in the midst of heartache and pain, we can find the hope and courage to go on. You know, with God's help and the help of caring family members and friends and the encouragement, excuse me just a minute, the operator, I think something is happening. We're having a malfunction here. Nope, there we go. Great. Sorry about that. Okay. So facing tragedy or light storms of any kind can be extremely difficult. But in the midst of heartache and pain, we can find the hope and courage to go on. You know, with God's help and the help of caring family and friends and the encouragement from the greatest book ever written, the Bible, and other resources, we will receive the necessary strength to overcome. You know, we may be thinking, I don't know how I can ever get through this. Or we may be battling powerful feelings of despair, suffering, confusion, fear, worry, and even anger. These are all normal responses to tragedy. So as we go through this, I want you to think about what's happened in your own life. What kind of tragedies you have faced and how you've overcome them. You know, but as difficult as life storms may be, we are not alone. And you're going to hear me say that many times through this broadcast. God is with us always. He loves us and he cares about what is going on in our lives. He hears our cries and he sees our pain. Moreover, he understands. Does that not give you encouragement? The Bible says, and it was necessary for Jesus to be like us, his brothers, so that he could be our merciful and faithful high priest before God, a priest who would be both merciful to us and faithful to God. For since he himself has now been through suffering, he knows what it is like when we suffer, and he is wonderful, able to help us. I don't know about you, but that really gives me security. You know, we have to draw close to God and learn to rely on Him to bring us safely through our present storms of life. We are not alone, for He Himself has said, I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you. Hebrews 13:5. You know, on the morning of September 11, 2001, the United States faced their worst nightmare, 9/11. Do you remember where you were? Do you remember who you were with? And do you remember your first emotions that you felt? We were all in disbelief. We couldn't even believe our eyes what we were seeing. We were jolted out of normalcy and the comfort and security of the homes and the communities we once knew. We were thrust suddenly and unwillingly into the darkness and despair of loss. As we watched on TV, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people being carried out in body bags. This is what is happening now. We are reliving 9/11. Whether you want to believe it or not, our subconscious minds are reliving 9/11. Not only that, this tragedy has brought up tragedies in our own life, which has brought up the emotion of fear. You know, since 9/11, the United States has never been the same. Some of us may have felt like we were even abandoned by God, or we do now in the lieu of the Paris attacks. However, if trouble has hit your life and others, some disaster or form of tragedy, the death of a loved one, a dreaded medical diagnosis, the loss of home and property, or the loss of your job, you're experiencing your own storm. In times like these, we must feel we're not alone. We have to believe that. In the midst of unspeakable sorrow, God is with us. Even if we do not feel Him near, God is there. He promises to never leave us alone. Therefore, wherever you are, God is. He is with us before, during, and after the storm, never losing sight of us or our suffering. Even as we ponder how we will begin picking up the pieces of our life, God is there, loving us beyond understanding, holding us up and making a way where it seems there is no way. Reach out for Him today. He is the very present help in times of trouble. You know, I've shared on several broadcasts that I've done about the domestic violence marriage that I was in. You know, how I had to fight for my life, how I had to regain my strength, my confidence, how I had to begin to feel like a whole person. You know, I also shared about my sexual assault at the shopping center where a guy tried to kill me with a knife and tried to rape me. You know, I had to reach out to God in those times of trouble because I didn't even know how to begin to pick up the pieces of my life. You know, in Psalm 139, verse 7 through 10, it says, I can never be lost to your spirit. I can never get away from my God. If I go up to the heaven, you are there. If I go down to the place of the dead, you are there. If I ride the morning wings to the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me. Your strength will support me. What assurance can you find in these verses of Scripture when we are feeling as if God has forgotten us? What encouragement. Think about those. Think about what I just read. Psalm 139, my favorite chapter in the whole book of Psalms. You know, in Psalm 23, it says, David pictures the Lord as the great shepherd who, through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. A shepherd uses his rod to protect his sheep by using it to beat off wild beasts. And he uses his staff to guide them. What comfort can we find in knowing that God will protect and guide us during these difficult times? You know, in addition to needing God's presence in our lives, we also need each other. I'm here to tell you that if I did not have my friends to lean on this year, I don't know what would have happened. This has been a very, very challenging year. But I've learned a lot. I've gone through many learning, loving experiences. And what I'm seeing now is God has been in so much control of my life that I'm seeing the good of all the things that have been happening. You know, we have to talk with our family and our friends about the way that we are feeling so that we can share one another's burdens and not feel so alone in our own storm. God sees and he understands our pain. Sometimes I just really don't think we clearly understand that. You know, the eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. Psalm 34, verse 15. God knows in great detail the devastation caused by our tragedies. He understands the pain and the sorrow, acquainted with our grief and our loss. And because God is with us always, he knows that we are hurting. He knows when we're hurting. He sees our pain and he hears the cries of our heart. We are not alone in our sufferings. He is there for us. How does that make you feel? Does that make you feel like you just want to run to God more? You want to be in his word? You want to be in prayer? It sure does me. You know, God cares very deeply about us and is attentive to every detail of our lives. Every detail. There is nothing, no detail going on in our lives that is too small for God. Even those things that burden our hearts. You know, 1 Peter 5:7 says that you should cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Isn't it comforting to know that God Almighty cares about us? It may seem like our lives have been shaken to the core, but his love for us is never shaken. No matter how bad things may seem, God is in control. Nothing happens without his knowledge. I was definitely put to the test on this one this year. I can honestly say this. There was so many times that I didn't really even stop to think that God was in control because there were so many emotions going on, especially with my husband's surgery. I had to finally just surrender and say, okay, God, you are in control. And if my husband doesn't make it, then he's going to heaven, and I just need to release that. You know, Beacon of Hope, what I've shared, the organization I run, we've really hit some financial low this year. It's been scary. It's a scary period when you're trying to deal with domestic violence abuse victims, but when you don't have the resources and the funds to do so, it can put a lot of fear into our lives. And I've had to really understand who's in control. Matthew 10:29-31, it says, not one sparrow can fall without your Father knowing it. Worry, you are more valuable to him than many sparrows. If God's eye is on the sparrow, he most certainly is watching you. In the midst of sadness and uncertainty, his hand is there to guide us. You know, the writer of Psalm 121 says this of God in verse 8. He keeps his eye upon you as you come and go and always guards you. How does it feel to know that God keeps watch over you and is attentive to every detail of our lives? Like I said earlier, those that are on this call or that will listen later to the recording, if you are struggling in your relationship with God, I pray that this segment will just bring you closer to Him, because He is a great God. I have been walking with God for 27 years. I can't even think of a day go by without walking with Him. So my prayer is that you just really find the Lord. You know, sure, we're going to switch gears here. It's good to be strong in the midst of difficult circumstances, but it is also important to acknowledge the emotions that pain, the suffering, and the loss can bring. Think about it. How can your heart truly heal if you don't acknowledge that you're hurting? So many of us are sitting there and we're watching the Paris attacks over and over and over again, but we're not talking about it. We're not allowing our hearts to feel the pain. We have to do so, because unfortunately, all the news channels and radio and media and everything is saying, brothers and sisters, there's going to be more attacks on the United States and the world. We need to get ourselves prepared for this. I'm going to be very open and honest with you. I'm scared, because I don't ever want to have to go through 9/11 again in the United States. I don't want to ever have to go through another terrorist attack. So I pray that they're finding these people that are doing this and setting these bombs off and killing people. So we just have to take the first step, and we need to get alone with God and tell Him honestly how badly we are hurting. Cry if we want to. Cry out to Him, God help me. Scream out. You know, this year I've had to scream out to God. I've had to cry. I've had to be mad at Him. I've screamed at the top of my lungs to the point where I even scared my dogs. But you know what? It was healing. It was healing in my time of need. You know, in Psalm 56:8, it says, David says, "You have seen me tossing and turning through the night. You have collected all my tears and preserved them in your bottle. You have recorded every one in your book." How does it make you feel to know how important your tears are to God? Some of us on this call, we just can't cry. I used to be one of these people. I could not cry because I had so many blocked emotions from my past. But when I started learning how to shed tears, it was very, very healing. You know, consider what you have lost in the aftermath of any of your tragedies. And as you pour out your heart and acknowledge the emotions you are working through, you can find comfort in the following scriptures. Now, I'm going to just give a few scriptures out because I still have so much to share with you. But facing a terrible illness, Psalm 103, verse 3. The separation of family, Ephesians 3:20. The loss of your job, home, or other possessions, Philippians 4:19. Financial troubles, Psalm 34:10. The fear of all you have yet to deal with, Isaiah 41:10. And the destruction of our beloved city or community, Isaiah 58, verse 12. I don't know about all of you, but I fear what's happening in the city of Indianapolis right now. It is flat out scary. I'm a born Hoosier, and what I've seen in this city in this year, yeah, it just turns my stomach. So when we pass through the waters, this is what the scripture says. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the waters, they will not overflow you. For I am the Lord your God. That's in Isaiah 43, verse 2. In a desperate fight for survival, many people passed through the floodwaters left by Hurricane Katrina in a frantic search for higher ground. It had to be a frightening experience to wade and in some areas swim through the murky, contaminated waters to save self, family members, neighbors, and oh my gosh, family pets, and in some cases, total strangers. We sat there in front of our TV, watched this. You know, as we pass through the deep waters of our circumstances, we may be wondering, who can rescue me from this? Be encouraged. Even in the deepest of waters, God promises to be with the one who trusts in him. He alone can truly rescue you and keep you from drowning. Just as Jesus rescued Peter when he invited him to walk on water in the midst of a storm. At first, Peter trusted Jesus and joined him on the water. But as soon as he began to focus on the storm and gave in to the fear of it, he began to sink. You know, God can rescue you too. All we need to do is take a deep breath of faith, reach out, and take hold of the mighty hand of God. Do not fear the deep, murky waters of uncertainty surrounding. Though the way seems difficult and at times impossible, we can be confident in this. Nothing will be impossible with God. And finally, finding hope in God. In Psalm 73:26, it says, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." You know, Terry L. Moore and team is so thankful for all the listeners on this. And we provide hope and healing in difficult times like this. I know that many of us are going to be dealing with our past, and we will be here for you. I am a breakthrough coach. We also will be doing a seminar in January on forgiveness. It's going to be a very powerful and life-changing seminar. And my next show will be on December 1st at 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I appreciate everyone taking their time to listen. I hope this has been helpful. I'm going to open the phone lines. Please hit number 1 button on your phone and let's have a chat. Number 1 button on your phone. I've been having some difficulty with the Blog Talk Radio today, so if you want to make a comment, please hit the number 1 button on your phone. I think we are having some difficulty. So let me see here. Hello, are you there? Hello? You're live. Okay. I can't hear anyone out there. I really apologize for this technology error that we're dealing with. But anyway, you know, as we continually pray for Paris and the United States and our world, I just pray that you'll just remember that God is with us. He's comforting us. He knows what we're going through. And with God, we can do anything that we set our mind to do. So, I am your host, Terry L. Moore, and I am going to be signing off now. As the operator is saying things in my ear, that time is up, so that means that we are definitely having some technical difficulty. So I hope you have a wonderful week, a safe week, a secure week, and remember to love that person that's staring back at you in the mirror. All right, this is your host again, Terry Moore, signing off. God bless you.